we get better with age, you know. I think if we weren't getting better, we'd hang it up.
Well, it started out down a dirty road.
Down Depot Street, gonna see my baby.
Well, she was an American girl.
Well, I love you, baby, don't you like that?
Oh, baby, don't it feel like heaven right now? Well, stand my ground, and I won't back down. Now I'm free. Free for it. Take me as I come, cause I can't stay long.
I've dedicated my entire life to this music, you know, from the age of 10.
Oh man, Tom Petty needs no introduction. Petty died yesterday in Los Angeles after suffering cardiac arrest. He was 66 years old. Tom Petty toured and performed with his band, The Heartbreakers, for more than four decades, and the singer and guitarist had just wrapped up a 40th anniversary tour that ended at the Hollywood Bowl last week. In December, Petty told Rolling Stone that it was probably the last big tour for him and his group. "I have a granddaughter now. I'd like to see as much as I can," he told Rolling Stone. John Schaefer is here. He's host of WNYC Soundcheck and New Sounds, in the studio with me. John, thanks for being here.
Thanks, Todd.
I mentioned that Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers just wrapped up a 40th anniversary tour. We heard all that music at the top. How much of a shock for you is this?
You know, he's been such a part of the musical landscape here for so long. I remember seeing the Heartbreakers on what was probably their first visit to New York City back in 1977 and thinking initially, well, you know, he's got this one hit song called Breakdown. And back then, you know, Breakdown had a lot of space in it, very spare use of guitars. It sounded of a piece with other songs of that era, like The Police, Roxanne, or Elvis Costello, Watching the Detectives. But then it quickly became clear that there was more to Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers than that. That, you know, there was something of the Heartland Americana sound, but even beyond that, listening to the montage that you played just a moment ago, Todd, it strikes me just how many of his songs are built on kind of classic rock and roll gestures, you know, classic chord progressions that he somehow found a way to do something original and distinctive with.
Well, let's get right into it, since you mentioned the way he used chord progression, the way he used an Americana sound. I love this song, American Girl. Let's start with this. John, this is the song, I mean, no matter where you heard it, when you were out, you're in a bar, you're at a club, people got off their bar stools for this, and everybody knew the words.
Yeah, and that was back in 1977 that we first heard this song. But also, Todd, think of what happened in 1991, when the late Jonathan Demme used this in an early pivotal scene in the film
Yes.
Silence of the Lambs. And
Yes.
just a whole nother generation, with that image of the pretty girl driving down the highway, her hair blowing in the breeze. I mean, this became not just a great Tom Petty song, it was a great American song.
She couldn't help thinking that there was a little more life somewhere else. After all, it was a great big world.
Hey, I gotta play you, you know, John, what I think, at least what I always thought when I was a kid, maybe the best rock and roll duet ever done in America.
So you had a little trouble in jail. Now you're keeping some demon down. Stop dragging my heart around.
I mean, once Tom Petty pulled Stevie Nicks onto the stage with him, it was over.
Well, I'm going to go one better, Todd, and go from a duet to a quintet, and that is the Traveling Wilburys, which was Tom Petty, George Harrison, Bob Dylan, Roy Orbison, and Jeff Lynne of ELO. I mean, the word supergroup is bandied around these days with far too little care. This was a true supergroup. And, you know, their first song, Handle With Care, is kind of a great example of five stellar musicians coming together to have some fun, making a song that was supposed to be the B-side of a George Harrison single, and it was just too good to leave that way.
Everybody's got somebody to lean on. Put your body.
John, Bob Dylan didn't even want to accept the Nobel Prize, but he spoke out yesterday for Tom Petty. He talked about him on Twitter and paid him some respect.
Well, you know, Petty was a kind of a classic American figure, in a sense, kind of similar to Bruce Springsteen, you know, working class roots, very obvious in the songwriting, and yet somehow kind of transcending that to become an everyman that we could all respond to musically. And, I think, Todd, not so much back to that first concert I saw back in 77 when I think of Tom Petty, I think of 2008 and the Super Bowl halftime show, when there was a lot of grumbling when Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers were picked. You know, people saying, oh, come on, it's yet another sop to the boomers. You know, they're afraid of younger musicians after the whole Janet Jackson, Justin Timberlake wardrobe malfunction. And they came out and in 12 minutes raved through four of his greatest hits in what was a classic performance. I mean, it was, I hate to keep using that word, classic, but that is Tom Petty in a nutshell.
Well, John, we've been getting tons of responses on Facebook about Tom Petty, people writing to us all over the place. Oligarchy wrote on Facebook, I had a horrible college breakup in 1984. I purchased the Long After Dark album for the song You Got Lucky. John, that's a song for people who are brokenhearted all over the world, but we got lucky with Tom Petty.
We did. And for the MTV generation, don't forget, Don't Come Around Here No More, one of the classic psychedelic Alice-themed videos of the MTV era. There's a whole generation of people who remember the top hat. And that was that was also classic Tom Petty.
That's right. And the White Rabbit and the Big Teacup. Tom Petty gone at 66. And John Schaefer, thanks for coming on with me and giving us just a brief reprise of the amazing career of Tom Petty and his Heartbreakers. John Schaefer of Soundcheck and New Sounds on WNYC.
Thank you, Todd.
I really appreciate it.
The Takeaway is supported by Staples, offering print and marketing solutions for businesses, including color copies and presentations, booklets and manuals, signage, and more. More details at Staples stores or staples.com/copy and print. Staples, it's pro time.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. Since then, New York Public Radio's rigorous journalism has gone on to win a Peabody Award and a DuPont Columbia Award, among others. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.